Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Okay. Well, I kind of have a double life, which is a little odd, but I live in Winnipeg, which is in Canada, right in the middle. And I worked in government for over 20 years. And I did everything from strategic policy, auditing, communications, a lot of procurement, contracting, and financial management. And then in 2012, I got in a life-changing accident. And I was training to be a Pilates instructor in my spare time. And that kind of became my primary activity for several years. I had a traumatic brain injury. I couldn't return to work. So I focused on Pilates, and then I got into trauma. So I grew my own little business based on treating trauma. And recently I've done some ISO certifications, ISO international auditing. So I've acquired some pretty difficult certifications and done a bit of auditing. So feeling my brain coming back online is a big deal to me, and that it's functioning better. So yeah, so I still continue with the Pilates. I still teach, I do workshops, but I'm getting more into auditing.
Awesome. So I'm just curious, right, in terms of the Pilates, like, so you mentioned that you're still continuing with this. So is it more so that you have people that are underneath you, you could say, helping run the business, or what does that look like?
No, I'm kind of the only person with my Pilates business. I do work for other studio owners or healthcare centers where I may do classes or a workshop, but no, I have a studio in my home and I teach clients privately, and I really focus on getting them neurologically balanced and dealing with issues that have probably plagued them for a long time, or recovering from bigger things like surgeries and that. And then looking at, it's funny, but everybody's body has areas where they carry stress and areas where they resist. And so looking at breaking down some of the barriers to getting them healthy and teaching them about how their brain functions and the role it plays in, shutting you down. Your brain is smart enough to shut you down when you're going to injure yourself. And people struggle with that, I can't do this anymore or whatever. And they need to understand how to approach things like that. So it's good. And I get a lot of trauma release work too. So I focus on getting trauma out of the.
Awesome. So do you do it all in person, or does it remote via Zoom?
Well, it's nicer in person. I did for the ACA World Conference in China a few years back. I did a workshop. And fairly minimal movement, not exactly physically exhausting, but the response, what it did was for a lot of people, it brought that trauma to the surface in a physical way, which makes it available for release, but you kind of need to know what to expect. So I had about 75 people and I had 130 chat messages, people in a panic and scared, and this is going. So that helped me fine tune my practice to utilize some little tricks to play with the brain to keep you present in your body and to avoid people dissociating. So it's kind of been it evolves all the time. The last workshop I did, I talked about personality being the primary enemy that most people face, which was fun.
What is the biggest challenge that you face in the business?
Well, it can be life changing, but it is very hard to get people, especially if they're closed off to it, to get people to participate in a continuing way. I have a handful of clients and a handful of long-term consistent clients, but it is a very kind of gentle approach. And a lot of people are impatient with it, especially those that aren't aware of their trauma or resisting any prospect of being open to it. So people will go to talk therapy for 200 years and never realize that the trauma is sitting in the fascia of their body. And you can talk about it a lot, but at times you need a physical bait to let it escape
For
or
sure.
process. Yeah.
So I guess in terms of your career, in terms of all the things that you're doing, like what are some of your big objectives for 2024?
I really do want to audit and travel to do it. It's sort of combined business with pleasure. I did a big automotive certification as a lead auditor. I used to manage all the military fleets and buy for them and do all the operational and delivery, everything. And I loved it. I traveled the world with work and I really miss that. And I feel that finally my brain is there enough to that I can do it. So I kind of want to launch that this year. My challenge is in part my age, and I have a pretty hefty resume. So a lot of quality managers who are people that, you know, worked on the shop floor doing Q&A, like in a physical way, day to day, ended up getting into that business. And yeah, it's hard to get hired when you have way more education than the people hiring you and way more experience sometimes. And it's not that I have more audit experience, but just in general, like business management sort of thing. So it's a hard thing for me. It's a hard, if I get an older person that is like chill, they'll say, oh yeah, just go do it. Like no worries. But it's always been that like middle management layer. And I found that government too, that resists.
So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started your career?
You can do what you really want to do, and there's always a path to it. I think that's important. People get complacent or they give up, and they'll work in a job that doesn't bring them any pleasure. And I think that being versatile. I changed jobs every 2 years throughout my career in the public service. You know, I worked at 9 organizations and 11 different jobs. And I could tell you specifically what worked, you know, whether it was human resourcing that was the problem, procurement, lack of vision, lack of communication. Just there were so many things that I saw in those years. And I think that when you go to work, the idea of just being comfortable and complacent appeals to some, but for the most part, you know, it should be, I feel it should be stimulating. And if you're too comfortable, you don't do your best work. You got to be stretched a little. So that's like about the best thing I learned was, you know, I always say I did a master's degree, not to have that course under my belt, but to go through the stress of writing 13 papers in 3 weeks because I can time manage and I can have things thrown at me and I do really well that way. So, yeah.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for you in your career?
Well, my goal is to, so I tried going through various audit registrars and I bumped up against those recruitment people, see my big long resume and my age. And so my goal is to, now that I've met a gentleman that owns a registrar, so you need to work with a registrar basically to do ISO auditing. I met this fellow and he has a lot of faith in me and I want to partner with him to promote his registration company and myself as the on-site auditor to get people to certify with his company or recertify because what he's offering is a very good value, but it is intimidating if you've never gone through the process. So I want to have that partnership. Plus, there are a lot of financial incentives to bring companies to this partnership and be working maybe 2 weeks out of the month auditing, but be able to continue my Pilates practice.
For sure. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing, you know, like a website or social media, gets best ways to get in contact?
Sadly, I don't have a lot out there at the moment in terms of presence on social media. I have a bit of stuff on YouTube and it's very little targeted videos trying to get people to experiment with movement to help them with health issues. So I don't really have a big presence yet.
Yeah, LinkedIn, I think it's where we come.
I'm on LinkedIn. Yeah, that's fine. LinkedIn, I mean, people can find me pretty easy there.
Awesome. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Hey, take care.